USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. 388 people are still unaccounted for after the Maui wildfires. According to Maui County, officials have released a validated list of names compiled by the FBI. That's down from the 1,000 estimated to be missing just days earlier. The death toll stands at 115. Hawaii Governor Josh Green's office says crews are now focusing on multi-story homes and businesses in their search to identify additional remains. At least seven people were shot this morning during a parade in Boston. The shooting happened during a parade that is part of the city's Caribbean Carnival. Several people were reportedly arrested, and firearms were recovered at the scene. Meanwhile, bullets were flying in the third inning at last night's Chicago White Sox game. Police say a 42-year-old woman is hospitalized after being shot in the leg, and another woman was grazed by a bullet. There are a few other details about the shooting. 6 in 10 Americans believe former President Trump should stand trial before the 2024 election.
The Politico magazine Ipsos poll released Friday showed 62% of people surveyed think that Trump should be tried before the election on federal charges he mishandled classified documents. 61% said the 2020 election interference case should be tried before Americans vote for president next November. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Trump's former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows will be in court Monday trying to move his Georgia election interference case to federal court.
Meadows is one of 19 people, including former President Donald Trump, indicted this month for allegedly interfering with Georgia's 2020 presidential election. He argues his case should be moved to federal court because he was acting as a federal officer while serving in the Trump White House. Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis argues that Meadows was working as a Trump campaign advisor.
Brad Siegel with our report. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A Texas judge is blocking a new law that would have restricted transgender health care for children. It prevents the law from going into effect next week. Several families with transgender children argued the legislation violates their parental rights. This warning for homeowners, now is apparently the time to seal the deal, as it appears it will cost you more to borrow money in the near future.
You better grab what you see if you're in the market for a new home, as if you think interest rates are high right now, the Fed chair indicating another bump is in the near future. Jerome Powell, speaking at a conference in Wyoming Friday, saying inflation is still high and the Fed is considering future moves. I'm Laura Winters.
Officials in Texas will be keeping close eye on the power grid this weekend.
The amount of power being produced is almost the same as demand. Tom Overby from the Smart Grid Center says the extra bump of energy to the grid from green energy may not be enough.
What it looks like is we're just not going to have a lot of wind generation. That extra punch we get from the wind doesn't seem to be there.
Public Utilities Commission of Texas are asking Texans to conserve electricity. I'm Lance Pry.
A Cheers spinoff is making a comeback.
Frasier has left the building.
The hit sitcom Frasier making a comeback. A revival of the series will debut on October 12th with Kelsey Grammer returning as Frasier Crane.
Corey Myers reporting. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Okay, 3 dozen by tomorrow morning. Yeah, the roses.
Faraz's flower shop is blooming. To keep up with high demand, he must strengthen his business's roots.
Just 1 second. Faraz's flowers. Hold, please. Hi, how are you doing? Welcome to Faraz's.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.